Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing learning in the Sefer Likutei Maharan. We're currently in the fourth Torah. Up until this point in Torah Daled, we have been learning the idea of Yediyah Shleima, of a complete knowledge, meaning a recognition that everything that happens in the world, whether we feel that it's good or not, is all for the good and it's all from Hashem. We learned that one of the ways to help strengthen this knowledge and to wipe sins away from our slate is through vidui devarim, which is verbal confession to a Talmud Chacham, to a tzaddik, to a righteous person. In the last shiur, we learned how a tzaddik is connected to malchus, to kingship, which is connected to fire, which is connected to Torah, which is connected to the Torah scholar himself. We learned the halachic principle that if anything became non-kosher through the vehicle of fire, so then in order to re-kosher it, to allow it to be re-acceptable for use according to Jewish law, it must once again go through fire. Rabbi Nachman took that concept and said that anything that goes through fire, meaning challenges in this world, must once again go through some type of fire for their spiritual cleansing. Let's continue learning to find out more, starting with paragraph Zion. V'zeh perish, and this is the commentary on the pasuk, Chamas Melech Malchei Mavis, that the wrath of the king is the angel of death. Ki Chamasa Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bishvil Hamelchus Shehipshil Al Yidei Avonosav, that the wrath of God himself is because of this humiliated kingship, if you will, and that's through our sins. And the pasuk continues, V'ish chacham yichaprena, and the wise man can make up for it. Haynu b'chinas talmud chacham, b'chinas moisha hu yichaper loy. This is talking about the Torah scholar, who's also the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was the greatest of all Torah scholars, and he will make up for those sins. K'moshe kasev, like it says in the pasuk, V'oiver al pesha l'sh'eris, that the Almighty forgives the sins of the leftovers. That's a pasuk from Eicha. And then the Gemara on that says, L'mi shemesim atzmo kishirayim. The Gemara is telling us that pasuk is not simply, if you happen to still be around, that your sins will be made up for, but rather, a person who makes himself as if he's just like leftovers, meaning he doesn't have a big ego, he's not full of himself. There's a level of humility in a person, and that's a type of person that Hashem will forgive. Nimtza. We find that when a person comes in front of a Torah scholar and expresses the divine combination of letters that were made up from those sins that he did, like we learned earlier, and this Torah scholar is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, namely that he makes himself small. Moshe was known to be the greatest anav, the most humble of all men, and yet he was the greatest Torah scholar of all time. He was the greatest Jewish leader, period. How do we know that? K'moshe kasev, like it says in the pasuk, Va'ish Moshe anav ma'od, that Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble. Va'idei zeh nikra ish chacham, therefore he is called a chacham, he's called a wise man. Why is he called wise if he's humble? K'moshe kasev, like the pasuk says in Iov, v'chochma me'ayin tematzeh, that wisdom comes from nothing, meaning nothingness. When a person is able to destroy his ego and be less of a haughty person, then he's able to reach higher levels in his learning, in his grasping of the Torah Hashem, of the greatest levels of Torah. The higher a person reaches, In theory, the smaller their ego will be. Ubezeh yesh koyach letam chacham lechaper, k'mo shekasev v'ish chacham yichaprena. And this is the koach, the power that a scholar has in order to forgive, to make up for, as the pasuk says, and a Torah scholar, a person of wisdom, will make up for, meaning will have the sins repealed from on high. Ubishvil zeh, and because of this, kishmispalo Moshe al cheta egel, amar, and because of this, that when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed regarding the sin of the golden calf, he was trying to speak to Hashem to ask forgiveness on behalf of the Jewish people for the biggest sin, arguably of all time. What did he say? Im tisa chatasam, if you will forgive them, then great. The im ayin, Machenina, and if not, wipe me out of this book. Erase me from your Torah. Kizeh min animna shelo yavo la'adam eiza gadlus. And it's so hard, says Rabbi Nachman, to avoid the feeling of greatness. That when a person hears his praises, kol shekein, kishmelech gadol mishabech mufayer es adam, and all the more so that when a person hears praises from a great king, when a king is praising you, wow, you're so great, you're so excellent, look at your skill, look at your level, it's very hard to avoid feeling haughty, building the ego, feeling like, look at me, I'm so great, because look, I heard the king say it. Azai then, bivada min animna. With the king, it's definitely hard to avoid. Shelo yavo lo eza gadlus, to not come to this elevated level of ego. It's not a good sign. Aval, however, tzarech lezeh bitul kol hargashosav v'chamriosav. However, it's necessary to nullify oneself completely, one's feelings and one's physicality, the corporeality, the entire self in this world. Azai then, yachala adam, then a person is able, lishma yeshivcho, a person is able then to hear his own praise, v'lo yavo lo shum gadlus, and he won't at all come to a level of elevated ego of, look how great I am, I heard these people talking about how excellent I am at X, Y, or Z, so everyone should know, and look at me, I grew, my ego is now bigger. And when a person is able to nullify himself, he can reach this level of an ultimate Talmud Chacham of the Tzaddik Hador, Kamo Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did, Shira Kasa B'Torah, who saw in the Torah himself, V'yadaber Hashem al Moshe. Moshe saw that the Torah says, and God spoke to Moshe, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, and God spoke to Moshe. Talk about a praise. God spoke mouth to mouth with very few people in history. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned all over the Torah. Talk about praise, not only from a person, not only from a king, but from the king of all kings. You would think, if a person was on a lower level, that would get to one's head, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to channel that energy in the best of ways. V'Yisrael Karin b'chol yoyim b'torah shivcho shel Moshe. Every day the Jewish people are reading how Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, this incredible level of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hu ba'atzmo mesaper lehem shivachov. And he himself was talking about the great character traits that he had. V'lo haya l'Moshe shum hispiris v'gadlus mizeh. And even still, even when Moshe Rabbeinu was relating to the rest of the world how great he was, he still didn't reach this level of heightened ego and a false sense of self. Kamosha Kasav, like the Pasuk says, Va'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble. It was precisely this humility that allowed him to have the power to pray to Hashem after that tragic sin of worshipping the golden calf. V'vaday al yidei anvesanuso haya koyach b'yad Moshe l'chaper avoyna egel. Kamosha Kasav, Ish Chacham yichaprena. And it was certainly through this mida, this character trait of humility, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have the strength not simply to pray, but to have that sin removed from the slate. Closing out the paragraph back with this pasuk that we've been exploring, V'ish Chacham yichaprena, and a wise man is able to atone for sin. V'zeh shetan Moshe, and this was Moshe's argument to Hashem, V'in ayin, hainu, and if not, meaning, im loy tisachatasam, if you, Hashem, don't forgive their sin, do not forgive the sin of the golden calf, v'zeh tamara, that this would show me, she'en li kol kacha nivus she'uchal l'chaper lehem avon ha'egel, that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, do not have the necessary level of humility to be able to atone for the monstrous sin of the Jewish people, the sin of the golden calf. B'chein b'kashti, machenina. And this is why I said, I requested, blot me out, wipe me out of your Torah. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu beseeched on behalf of Hashem, if I can't do this, just take me out of here. Kadesh shaloa kashel begadlus, so that I won't fail in my tests of personal greatness. Vani roesh shomeh b'chol eit sipur shemi shivchoi b'toira, that I'm going to see and hear people all the time are saying my name, Moshe, 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 Moshe. Kimi uchal amid bazeh, who's able to stand up to this? Shishishma sipur shivcho v'lo yizgae, that who can hear this continuous praise and not be super prideful in a negative way? Im lo anav gadol, if not for a great level. Im ani anav, if I am a humble person. Tzarech lecha shetisa chatosam, then you must forgive their sins. Kamosha kasev, like the pasuk says, va'oiver al pesha lishairis v'chulei. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if I am a humble person and I'm able to do this, great, forgive their sins. If not, take me out of this. There are too many opportunities for me to trip in this midah of godless. Godless, which means greatness. Greatness can be a tremendous thing for a person to recognize their level. It can also be a destructive thing if a person allows their ego to be too falsely inflated. Moshe Rabbeinu is almost giving an ultimatum to God, saying, it's too much for a person who is not unbelievably humble to be able to hear praises of his name and literally hear his name. V'yadaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, V'yadaber Moshe Moshe Lemor, to hear Moshe all the time. And Hashem spoke to Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe. It's too much for a person to hear their name if they're not on a level to be able to meaningfully take that. If they are, then great. So Moshe Rabbeinu's challenging Hashem, if I'm great enough, forgive the Jewish people. If not, take me out of this book. Ze vayihi v'shurun melech, haynu shemalchus al l'sharsha, kamosha kasev, v'anavim yishu aritz, v'eretz hi, dina de malchus adina, kamosha kasev, v'eretz miskaimam alay. The Pasuk in Devarim says that there was a king in Yeshurun. The Targum Yonasan says that king was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. This is establishing that Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech, connecting the idea of the Talmud Chacham back to the kingship. And the Rebbe's letting us know that this verse is alluding to the fact that the kingship had risen back to its proper source with Moshe Rabbeinu. Specifically because it will be the humble that will inherit the earth, as that pasuk we just read from Tehillim says. The humble, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, is the epitome of humility. The land is connected to the laws of that particular kingship. The kingship, the melech, is the person who decrees the laws that happen in that land. Kamosha Kasav, like the pasuk says, that the earth will rise up against him. This seems to be going back to an earlier piece of the Torah where the sins themselves will actually be those agents that are harming you. That's one aspect of the earth, that it's low, that it's negative, that it's down. The other aspect of earth that's a positive aspect is that it is low, at like an anav, like a humble person. So when you're connected to the ground in a malchusdika way, in a kingship type of way, having control over the ground, having control over my actions and over my space, so then you're called the king and you're able to do tremendous things. If, God forbid, it's the opposite, then the opposite would also, God forbid, be true. That concludes paragraph Zion. I look forward to continuing to dive deeper and deeper in the coming installments. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.